This is Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio. Back in mornings from 6 to 10.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
All right, well, we are back here. Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710. Interesting game for the Seahawks yesterday. They don't end up coming away with a win, but, man, it was impressive watching this defense play, and the head coach is here to talk to us about it right now.
We're just getting warmed up. Come on, let's go!
The Pete Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Brock and Salk. Presented by the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook and Top Fitness.
Coach, good morning.
Hey.
What happened yesterday?
Oh, man, we missed a great opportunity. Shoot. We were, we went in there, we were jacked up, we came out firing. Offense went right down the field. In that setting, you know, to go ahead and do that, it was almost a perfect drive. Defense comes out, stops them, and we jump off sides on fourth down. What a crazy mistake that is. Because that drive is over. They're gonna punt the ball probably there, you know.
Is that one of those, we're going to wait and see if we can make you jump?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it looked like. And so we gave them another life there, and they executed like crazy, looked really good going down the field and scored. And then we had another big penalty on the next drive, too. You know, jump offsides is as simple as an offsides penalty can be. It winds up a 30-something yard play and changes the field position, and they capitalize on it. They're good, you know. It's a really good, very, really good group, and you can't give them stuff without paying. But the rest of the day, the defense played great and shut it down, and they couldn't run it, and we did really well on third down. I don't think they converted a third down in the second half, you know, and wound up getting to the quarterback well in the second half. Some big plays were made, and our guys really took to the matchups. You know, they had great receivers, and our guys took to it and were really serious about it, and we matched them up, won a lot of one-on-ones and stuff, and guys were all over it. So that was really good. But the frustration comes from all of the opportunities we had to win the football game. We could have scored 28 points easy in the game, easily, and we just couldn't finish get the play that we needed to get in the end zone. And so it's one touchdown and a couple field goals and we have two four down shots, you know. I figured we're going to win all the way to the very last snap.
Yeah.
We were
gonna win. What happened in the red zone?
We didn't fit it together well enough. We got beaten in pass rush a little bit. They did a nice job of zero blitzing, you know, changing up. And we had our ops to get it, but we didn't convert. So it was a combination of things. It wasn't any one particular thing. The focus goes to Gino because he's got the ball in his hands, but he had a lot of stuff going on with the pressure coming and all, and we just didn't hold up the way we needed to function right at the end. We had the chances are there, you know, and need to execute a little bit better. We missed a big play. I think you guys probably found the one. We missed the big play to Jackson when we had him wide open, you know, and that was the play that we were really waiting on all game long. And a couple guys flashed on G, and he took off with the ball and ran with it. But, man, that was the touchdown to put us ahead right there, you know. So we missed that opportunity. So it feels like missed opportunities that get in the way of us taking advantage of a great day. Shoot, the Niners go down, the Eagles go down, and that was a great opportunity for us. And unfortunately, we had to live with it.
How crazy was that environment? Feel like a playoff environment as a team that's been to a Super Bowl and the AFC Championship?
Yeah, they've got a great crowd. They have a great crowd. It was very much like the Detroit crowd, but it's not indoors, you know, but they were on it, and they were a very smart crowd, too. They knew what they were doing, and they made it hard, but we were fine with that. That wasn't the factor. We were beyond that. We got that handled now.
What is the strength of your defense right now?
There's a lot of good players on the field. And when their opportunity comes up to make a play, they're making it. You know, whether it's a diagnosing a screen, making a tackle in the open field. I think we missed four tackles in the game yesterday, which is phenomenal. We have really good guys covering, and they're making plays. Trey's making plays. Tariq's making plays. Spoon had three pass defense yesterday. The effort up front is really consistent, so that when the opportunities arise, you know, you don't know who's going to make the sack, but somebody's going to get there, you know. And Dre had a nice one, Jay Reed had a real nice one, and Moffitt got a freebie by design. You know, we had a good pressure on that was called that freed him up. So there's a lot of good players, and they're making things happen. So there's not spots where you can take advantage of us, and you can just feel it. We're better than we've been.
We talked about this in the offseason. We talked about it in the preseason. I think it's coming to life now as everybody's getting healthy. Pete, is this the most different defensive personnel groupings that you've had in 14 years?
Yeah, it is. And we're still going. You know, we've got things to we're excited about coming up here now that Jamal finally got, you know, his game played, and he's out there doing it, and he did a really nice job yesterday throughout. It's a big step for him, you know, and so that will just keep going, and I'm looking forward to the next couple things that we move into.
When you say you're better than you've been on defense, I mean, I think I agree. We've been talking about it throughout the morning and really throughout the last couple of weeks, but what does that mean to you to be better than you've been?
There's guys that are all across the field that are going to make plays. If you throw the ball over here, he's going to do this, or he may do that, and the playmakers are there, and it shows up. And so, you know, when you were playing, I mean, in the years past, we have guys, you know, younger guys that are out there that are, you know, they're just out there and they're fighting for their life. They're not going to take advantage of the opportunity and the sense that they may have had, or they may have, they're more experienced or a better player, and they take advantage of it, you know. And so you miss those little chances and shots there, and our guys are not missing them. They're really on the spot, and unfortunately, I mean, the thing that's killed us yesterday was two penalties in crucial situations. That's killing me, because we're better than that, and we're not playing to that. And that's I got to do a better job. I got to make kind of make the point, because whenever you play defense, you don't want to give them anything, and you give them free shots, like the free play that they hit the ball up the sidelines. You know, that's just a darn gift. When we get rid of those, shoot, I don't know. It's going to be hard to move the ball on us. Mm-hmm. The running game continues to be totally in control for us, and so we got to keep that going, you know.
It was pretty cool during the game. I think three or four times, Salk, they showed Clint Hurt up in the booth, and that is one intense, large man up in the booth. Pretty excited about his crew. We talked about him and the growth from year one to year two, not just with players, but getting a chance to coordinate and have all these pieces to work with. Talk to me about his evolution.
No, I'm glad you brought him up. He does fill up the screen, doesn't he? He's utilizing not just the scheme, but he's utilizing his personnel extremely well. Because, like you're noticing, that there are different groups going in and out, and he has an attack that he's throwing at our opponents now. That's featuring our guys in their best spots, and so he's really got it. You know, it's called coordinating. You know, and he's doing it, and so and you know, he brings a hard-nosed, tough approach, and he wants to be aggressive as can be as well. And those guys are playing to him, and so it's exciting to see. I'm really fired up for him.
Your next book, when you decide to do another book, it's got to be about Pete Carroll walking around in the land of these gigantic humans. You seem to be constantly fascinated by the huge people that you work with throughout your job every day.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing bunch of guys we work with. I used to feel like I was a little bit bigger than I am now. You know, I don't feel like feel like I'm shrinking here or some, but maybe they're just getting bigger.
Some of those big guys on defense, I mean, you mentioned that it's really hard to move the ball running against your defense right now. That wasn't the case the last couple of years. The team's really struggled a little bit in run defense. What is the difference? What should we attribute that to?
This is the best we've been in really commitment to it. And Clint just took it, you know, to heart. Last year we were not as we weren't right, and we just took it to heart and went after it from the beginning. So schematically, we're really good and we're really disciplined, and good players make good plays, you know, and so it's added up that it's fitting well. We're not foregoing our focus on the running game to do other things. Sometimes defenses do that, and they give up stuff. We're not giving it up. And there was two explosive plays in the game yesterday. That's a huge game, no matter who you're playing. And that's a fantastic quarterback and a fantastic group of receivers and all that, and a great runner. They had all of those, and they had two, you know, in the day. That's discipline, and that's consistency, and that's commitment, and all of those are showing up.
More energy. You or Jamal?
Jamal he might have me. I'll get him on some stuff, but man, he is really something. I mean, between he and Spoon, they're just as fired up as you can get. And
it's not just defense. I mean, he is. When Bobo, crazy Bobo, came off, and his eyes are, you know, like Vernon Davis's were after Cam hit him, Jamal's over there, the first one to just like give him love. I mean, he is all over the field, not just when he's on it defensively, Pete, but the camera catches him and just can't take their lens off of 33.
Yeah, I can see why, because he's all over. But hey, Bobo's eyes weren't spinning in his head. He took that hit. He didn't even faze him.
Who's older, you or Bobo?
He had to come out. They made him come out from up in the press box. He wouldn't have come out.
He's 25 years old as a rookie.
Yeah,
that's a really old rookie.
He had a whole career at Duke, and before he went to UCLA.
Are you sure he didn't have a career like in some other field or something before finally coming to football? Yeah, All right,
he's an exciting player. He really is.
There's been some really great stuff here with the defense. Unfortunately, the game doesn't go the way you want yesterday, and so we kind of shift to the other side of the ball. Any thought to kicking the field goal just before the 2-minute warning?
You could have that thought, but right there, if we don't make it, we're going to have to stop them anyway. We have to stop them right there, and so if we kick a field goal, we have to stop them somewhere farther up. We had a really good shot, so the whole thing was in. I think it was exactly the way to go. If you're going for it, believing in your guys are going to make their plays. And there wasn't the decision about kicking a field goal. You kick the ball back to them, and then you try to stop them again, right? Well, we were going to give them the ball if we don't make it on the 8-yard line or whatever it was. So that I felt like we had just as much chance, and we did a perfect job. 15 seconds they have the ball, which is great, and they wanted to throw it too, so that helped us. But the defense did a perfect job of giving us right back to us. I mean, that was thrilling to have another shot again, to go down there, 4 plays, we're going out, and we hit our way right down in there with a big play, and we're going. So just being as aggressive as we could, feeling, trusting that we're going to get it done. I couldn't believe we couldn't score. I couldn't believe that we didn't score on any one of those 5 drives, that were down there. But
was that one, the 4th down, where if the line can hold up just a little more, Tyler runs a little out and comes back in? And
we've hit him on that earlier. And we just didn't. We got busted up on the right side. They just came pouring in on us, unfortunately. And it was, those guys have been battling all year long, and they've been doing it, and the mixed groups that we've had up there, and it just kind of caught up with us. We had to have them in crucial situations when the defense was willing, and a defense that was willing to go for it. They zeroed us a couple times and all of that. They did a really nice job in mixing their stuff. It was going to call, and those guys were going to have to hold up again and again, and it was almost too much to ask. And so unfortunately, they took advantage of it.
Is that a analytics book? How much are you into those books helping make decisions for you?
Well, I've got experts. I mean, guys that are really good at our stuff that are in my ear all the time, and we that's all we live with during the week is all of our situations that we put our guys through, and we're talking, and I've got terrific guys with experience on the other end of it. Not so much the analytic background, with talking to Carl and talking to Nate. Those two guys are unbelievably gifted at helping as we go through the situations, utilizing all of the information that we have from analytics on. So, but there, I don't have a guy sitting there telling me these are the numbers. That's not what I need at the time.
What did you make of DK's afternoon?
He played a good, tough game. Just one, play, these 50 yards downfield. He gets a penalty that was a very costly penalty, makes a great catch out of bounds. I thought he played a good, solid game. We didn't get the ball to him early, but he played tough, and we just missed the same touchdown pass that we threw last week. It was exactly the same situation. They both execute. The ball was just a little bit outside. Geno threw it hard, and it was a little bit outside more than it needed to be, and we'd have scored there too, So I thought he played solid.
His level of frustration seems to be getting the best of him a little bit more than it was. Is that a concern for
That's
you?
Not what happened yesterday. That's not what happened yesterday. He was 50 yards downfield. He cleared the guy out, and he blocked the guy. He blocked him very aggressively, too aggressively for the officials to let go. And it was late. He said he didn't hear the whistle, and he was far enough downfield that could have happened. But it was definitely a penalty. And the official told me clearly that he saw the play over was over. He turned and looked at DK, and then he saw him block the guy. So the play, and so I asked him, "Will you make sure and you blow the whistle too, so that he has a chance to hear you?" That was my gripe about it. But
does he have the eye on him, Pete? You feel like defenders
absolutely.
Are going to try to goad him?
Absolutely.
You feel-
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's so physical that it just shows up in so many different instances. He has to take care of that for us. He's got to not go that far, that aggressively in those situations to take the eye off him, in a sense.
What have you learned through the first 5 weeks plus about Jaxon Smith and Njigba?
He's ready to go. He's totally ready to go. He played with a broken arm, okay? And he did great to be out there. He's ready to go. He played his best game. He was he played a complete game and doing things right. He blocked really well. He ran really well with the ball after catch. He was in crucial situations, came through on third down. I thought he played a terrific game. By far his best game, and he's ready to go.
What does he do best?
He's the most natural catcher you can imagine. He is just a beautiful catcher. And he has other things that he does well, but that's what jumps out. His hand-eye is extraordinary. And we'll see it in time. You'll see so many different plays that he'll make. But he's just a good ball player in general. He's a really good sense awareness guy and has great feel.
How about the boys up front? How did Charles come out of it? He looked like he was bouncing around pretty darn good. But some moving pieces up front, just a little bit. How did you feel like those guys did at the both in pass
really
protection?
I thought it was hard on our guys. Phil had some struggles in there. He was playing with the calf that was bothering him, and he made it through the week in practice, but he wasn't 100%. But he did the best he could. Jake turned his ankle somewhere in the game early on. I didn't know that. Didn't see that happen. And he was battling his tail off. Bradford too, he was battling, but they got us too many times in this game, so I thought those guys have been playing great, and I think it was hard down the stretch for them to finish in every play. They got some of them done, but a couple of them didn't. When the fourth down play we got run through, so I think that they've done a remarkable job to get us to this point. We had plenty of chances to win that football game, and it wasn't going to be because of those guys.
Could you get A back this week?
No. I don't think that's going to happen.
How about big old Jason Peters? We haven't talked about him in about 7 weeks because of the job that both Stone and Kurhan has done. Where is he in his progress?
Yeah, he is right there. And we really started the thought of him playing this last week and didn't quite work out. And so he'll be right in it again to play this week if he's fit and ready to go.
Is he just playing tackle? Could he play guard?
He's playing both. No, he really playing both. Yeah, he was working at guard last week.
What is that like? He's a Hall of Fame left tackle potentially, right? So to have that conversation about, hey, you want to come in and play some guard, what does that sound like?
Well, he's okay. He's done it some. He did some at Dallas, and so he's okay with it. He would rather play tackle, but he's done it. He's played on both sides even. He wasn't quite ready yet physically as he went through the week, so that's why we backed off on it, but we were that close to getting him in there.
I want to come back to a guy that Brock and I spent a little time with over or talking about over the offseason. That's Jaron Reed, who, as far as I can tell, might look better this time around than at some points when he was here the last time. What has he done to be? I mean, he certainly looks better than he did while he was not here in Kansas City, and especially last year in Green Bay. What is it's like a fountain of youth there.
No, he really, you're right. This is the best he's ever been. And I think there's a level of confidence that he's gained, and he was a confident player and a leader type back in the day. But it's a whole different presentation that he brings now. And he's got the ear of all of the guys up front. They're listening to him. He's got great awareness of what's going on in the game, and he's got the presence to make calls. He's got the experience presence, and he just looks better at everything he's doing. He's more so coming loose on pass rush, and he's a terrific run defender, has always been that. But he's also helping the guys around him play better. So he's been a tremendous factor in coming back. I just so thrilled for him to – he's having a blast. He's really excited about being here and playing, and it shows.
The guys made fun of me. This was years ago. I made a comment, Brock, I'm sure, will remember this, that I wondered if he was – I made a comment that he might be the most complete – defensive linemen in the league, that maybe there were people who were better at one thing or another, and certainly I wasn't saying he was a better pass rusher than, say, Aaron Donald, but that I wondered how many people could do everything as well as he does.
Well, coming off his year when he had a bunch of sacks, because he hadn't had a big sack production in other years, but he did have one really big year there. But I think your foreshadowing is obviously coming true.
Yes, I was just predicting what would happen later in his career. Yeah, yeah. See, thank you.
Okay. I got two X's and O's questions. I told the audience I'd ask you about both of them, Pete. So I'll couch one of them with Tyler Lockett this offseason, saying, hey, we're going to make a huge commitment to the screen game. We've all been at it for enough years together, 3 years plus in the system for a bunch of us, but we got to develop more of that screen game. That was Tyler this offseason. Where is that in the development phase?
Tyler hasn't told me that.
We got sound of it. We can play sound of it.
He hasn't told me personally with that one. No, but it is. We're practicing the stuff all the time. We're maybe not getting as much out of it, but we have it in our game. We had a beautiful one. If you look at the play when we throw the interception, you look at what was set up with the chance to get the ball at Kenny. That was what we just did. We took the other option of it. So it's stuff is there, and we just got to keep working and calling on it.
Okay, and then just some of the play action. I was telling Salk earlier, I love Geno in the play action pass game. I think he learned from one of the master ball handlers in Russell, and I think he is on every detail of the play action, and his numbers are kind of speak to that, how elite he is in the play action game. Could there have been a little more of that yesterday?
Well, that's right up my alley, man. To me, the play action game isn't just for the passing game. The play action game accents what you do in a running game, and sometimes play action set up the run, and people don't see it that way, and they don't talk that way about it. But I particularly know that that's true, and so I love all that stuff. I'm always advocating it. And you know, Geno's somewhere almost close to 80% completion in those kinds of things. So we want to use it a ton.
Is that harder to do in the red zone? Is that harder as the field condenses?
A little bit more. Yeah, it is. It is, because a lot of the stuff is designed to move the ball down the field, and you don't have the space.
Yep. I was trying to wonder, what is the downside to using play action? Why wouldn't you use it all the time?
Well, you can. You can't pick up everything sometimes in the pressure situation. So you don't use it in the third down, kind of those kind of exotic situations, or in second and obvious, you know, when you got to throw it, because there's stuff that they can hurt you with. But and often you're committing more people to the protection, and you don't have as many options for the quarterback. You know, you like doing it on the 50-50 downs, you know, where it's hard for people to know what you're doing, so you can take full advantage of it. So it doesn't have all the answers.
You come out of it pretty healthy yesterday, Pete?
We came out of it, yeah, pretty darn healthy, yeah. We got some guys that were nicked. It was a hard game, physical game, but we came out in pretty good shape. We got to see. You know, got to get to Wednesday.
You like this team even more after that game, don't you?
I love that game yesterday.
I know. It's so interesting. I hadn't heard your stuff after the game yesterday, but I kind of came away the same way. No. You, even though you lost the game, you kind of like the attitude and the way this team is
playing. Oh, we played so hard the whole time. Yeah. The defense came through so much. I'm so fired up about that. I mean, what you guys are seeing, you know, I'm seeing too. Look at the growth. Look what you've seen in the last few weeks, you know, and look at the production in the last 3-4 weeks in so many different ways, you know, you know, to come back after that guy, and he's hard to get to. We sacked him 3 times in the second half, and we get a pick, and we're knocking balls down, challenging the best receivers. I mean, our guys were fired up to go ahead and play that game against Chase, you know, after the great game he'd had the week before. And he had 14 targets yesterday, you know, and I think he caught 5 balls or 6 balls or something like that. So just to see that growth, and honestly, too, to feel Clint's factor, you know, I'm really excited about that, you know. This has been a process, you know, and he's getting there, and he's really on his stuff right now.
I wish everyone could be in the room right now and just feel the difference between this loss and the first loss of the year. I mean, just like a completely different vibe, different energy, and
different
everything. All right, Coach, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you after the Arizona game on Sunday, and we will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Until then, Brock, the hay
is in the barn.
See you, everybody.